Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Back again on the ride. The Fist of 60 Minutes Sports, yours truly, Vincent Moore. But I know many of you as Vinny Moore, but that's cool. Once more and again, look, check this out. It is Week 10 in the National Football League, and that's going to eat up enough of the show. There's no doubt about that. But all this talk about bullying in the National Football League, now maybe it's me, and y'all got to help me because maybe it is me. Maybe I just missed something, all right? Maybe I really, really, truly just, I'm asleep at the wheel. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I missed something. But in one of the most vicious games on the planet, next to rugby or just running yourself face first into a train, bullying, I've heard pundits throughout the National Football League ever since this story broke that this should have been something that was handled in the locker room. And you know what? They're absolutely right. Grown men. I'm having a rough time. I know that rookie hazing is gone. It's gone on forever. That's understandable. But if you come to me and tell me as a rookie or a second-year player that the expectations for me to come out of $12,000 to $15,000 and no one from my coaching staff or no one, ideally the head coach usually is, has the pulse of something like that, doesn't come to somebody, some leader in the team and say, hey, that's excessive. You know, hey, you know, let's make this thing right. $3,000 to $4,000 because you're picking up the tab for your entire offensive line or whatever. No one trips on that because for these guys, $3,000 to $4,000 a bill is about like you going out paying $50 to take your family out to dinner. Okay, but at the onset and idea and notion that it's okay to bleed a rookie for $15,000, mind you, these guys are $400,000 a year athletes. All right, so $15,000 out of their pocket, that's extreme. All right. But then this the racial undertones behind these messages from Richie Incognito, and I've heard, you know, I love Tommy to death, Tommy and ESPN. Tom Jackson played years with the Denver Broncos as a linebacker, and I've heard Keyshawn Johnson, you know, on ESPN as well, you know, referring to Richie Incognito as a racist. But I've also seen brothers come to Richie's defense saying, you know, we allow this to go on in the locker room, and you know, Brandon Marshall said it best, you know, who do we really blame here for what goes on in the locker room other than ourselves? You know, I mean, if they hear us say something and they say it, then we want to get mad because they said it. It's a bit of an oxymoron to begin with, but the locker room has always been, every locker room, basketball, baseball, football, to some degree to those players is ideally a sacred place for you to not only think quietly if you want to be alone, it is for you to be in camaraderie with your fellow teammates. People, as Chris Carter said, you're about to go to battle, go to war with, and you need to know that the guy next to you has your back so you don't get your neck cracked. I mean, Chris, I love Chris Carter. I love him better now than I did when he was a player with the Minnesota Vikings against my beloved Bears. But nonetheless, I love CC's perspective on these things. Where was the senior leadership? That is the biggest question in this whole gamut. Where is the leadership? All right, from Philbin, from other players in that team. Brian Arakpo, I think, even said it best on the sideline. If this had happened to him, someone was getting punched in the mouth. Well, sometimes, and everyone who's ever played an organized sport knows this, you're a team, and you're only as good as the unity that consummates that team. So when something breaks up, you know, a fight breaks out or whatever, it usually lasts about 5 to 10 seconds. It doesn't last long. Players jump in, they break the guys up. You're reminded that your teammates, players, someone asks what's going on. Two guys will talk about it, and then they'll squash it. That's the end of it. That's it. Maybe you get a dotted I, maybe you get a busted lip, maybe you don't. Okay, maybe you dot his I or bust his lip, but that's the end of it. It's over. Y'all go back, you know, eyes heal, mouths heal. Y'all go back to being buddy-buddy. And these two guys, Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito, played side by side. We're not talking about an offensive player versus a defensive player or people who don't have to be in direct communication. They work side by side. I'm a little disappointed in both players, certainly Richie Incognito, but this is a bit of his history. And Jonathan Martin, now I don't know the man. I've never spoken to him. I just know what I've witnessed and what I've seen, and I know what obviously I've heard from fellow players. Initially, the idea that no one really came to his defense except the public opinion was one of those eye-opening things that said, wait a minute, time out, where is the outcry from players who really maybe didn't know what was going on? That didn't happen. Where's the, you know, rally to solution from the coaches? Well, they suspend Richie Incognito indefinitely, and that's supposed to make it okay. All right, let's put this on the table. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If you want to call and talk about bullying in the National Football League, man, of all the topics we can talk about during Week 10 in the final push for playoffs, talk about bullying in the National Football League, I don't know whether to be mad, disappointed, angry, or what, but this is not, and I reiterate, not what we should be talking about at Week 10 in the National Football League. This is just, it's a bit juvenile. But again, yeah, workplace environment, you can say all you want to. Yeah, sure. There are, you know, laws about this, that, and the other. Absolutely. Those things, valid arguments. Sure. Bring it to the table. I don't care. All I'm telling you is, in the modern era, have we become way too sensitive as a people? All right? Way too sensitive. And the bottom line, you see, my perspective, and I humbly submit to you, maybe I'm a little biased, I'm a little old school. I was born in the 60s, you know, fell in love with football somewhere in the late 60s. You know, got to see Dick Butkus in his latter years. You know, so I grew up on the Doug Buffones of the Bears world. But I did get to see all of Walter Payton's career. And I don't know that there was a tougher man alive that played the game of football than Walter Payton. And he did it with a smile on his face. He did it with grace. They called him sweetness for a reason. By today's unfortunate oxymoronic idiots out there, if I say he's sweet, someone gets the idea that he's gay. Well, not that that even matters, but that wasn't Walter Payton. All right, at least the Walter Payton I knew. Nonetheless, that's not even a story, thank God. Let's go back, though, and talk. I was kind of waiting to see if Jonathan Martin was going to take this opportunity to kind of lay a foundation, a platform for saying, I'm going to come out of the closet now and announce something, but that didn't happen, so... Okay, well, that just didn't happen. Nonetheless, I kept waiting and waiting for that to happen and thinking to myself, is he going to do this? Is he going to come out? No, he's not going to come out. Okay, if he's not going to come out, that's fine. But what now happens to the Miami Dolphins organization? I don't know whether to be just, as a fan, just disappointed, which is obviously where I'm at. But nonetheless, it just didn't have to go down this way. It just didn't. Anyway. 47 on the right. I could probably chew your ear off about this one because this is one of those, I love the National Football League. I really do. And I am really genuinely hurt. You know, my fandom is stung to some degree about this. But in the midst of all this, we've got football to talk about. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have football. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. For those of you close friends trying to reach me by way of cell phone, over the last 24 hours, sorry, guys. It's quirky. It's not been working quite right. I don't know what I need to do. I'll work with the service provider, and I'll resolve that. So if you're trying to call me and I'm not answering the phone, chalk it up to the service, not necessarily myself, unless I just don't like you, in which case I probably am ignoring your phone call. But now you've been told. So maybe if you're just someone who's a fan of the show but a bill collector and I'm not answering the phone, that's because I'm on the air, Goofy, all right, and I'm not focused on your call. So to my friends up in the greater northern areas of Red Deer, Airdrie, Calgary, and as we go to the east, Toronto, Montreal, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Special fandom goes out to all of you. I see a little blurb from Dave saying, oh, my God, let's say the Flames, the Oilers finally did a trade. Wow. All right, well, there's some love for the NHL. We'll talk a little NHL as well this morning. All this and more on the Fastest 6 Minute Sports with yours truly, Vinny Moore. However, hold on a second. Hold on. Freeze frame. Where are we going with this? I see that you wiped a lot of stuff out. That's a good thing. That's good. Huh. All right, cool. So we're back in 20 seconds. See you in a minute.
With every twist and turn, I need a clean that keeps up. New Olay Fresh Effect Va-Va Vivid Vibrating Bristles. Twist and turn for a Va-Va Vroom Clean. So sparkling fresh. New Olay Fresh Effect.
I think the top of the quick thought it was going to be icing and realized it wasn't. Now here's a chance for Patrick Payne, and he scores! Hanger, I thought the lineman was waving this off for enough period of time for Jonathan DeQuick to realize that it wasn't icing.
Williams, Bickle right on him, and Bob goes!
And boy, are the Kings upset that there wasn't a penalty on this play. It is now 3-2 to
sends it around to the near side of the Chicago zone. Bickle, they force a turnover. Here's Tays and Kane. 2-on-1, hustling back his point. Up a shot. Goal! Patrick Kane in overtime!
Okay, what just happened? We expect for a nice little soft thing to come out of that, and that just did not happen. So, all right, let's move on. Let's move on. All right, what do we got going on? All right, 43 left in the hour. Yours truly, Vinny Moore on the wheels. Bullying in the National Football League got the hot topic for this week. Forgetting the fact that in the midst of all this, we had the NFC North teams playing for first place. We've got great backstories with Baltimore. Backstories with Cleveland, backstories with the Indianapolis Colts. The Houston Texans are a mess. Arian Foster, how about this, fantasy lovers? Arian Foster, done for the season. If you haven't heard this yet, I'm telling you right now, Arian Foster, with 43 minutes left in this Week 10 show of the National Football League, fast 6 minutes worse. Arian Foster, running back, Houston Texans, done. All right, back surgery pending. Sad state of affairs for such a great young man. There's not too much fun about this, but nonetheless, here you have a young man who is a vegan, a staunch vegan, encourages other players to take a better approach to their food eating habits, and he's going to get told by his physician that he was lacking a certain number of protein in his diet, which assisted in the deterioration of his back. How's that for a backstory? Wow. And you got guys like Warren Sapp, Hall of Fame Warren Sapp, that told him he needed to eat some steak. I got a kick out of that whole thing. I'm disappointed that Arian is no longer playing this year. He's a great young man, great running back for the Houston Texans. Texans are in an actual free fall. See that they're 2-6 right now. This is a team at the beginning of the season you would have had pegged to win that division. Great on paper. Now Matt Schaub is gone. Arian Foster done for the season. You still got Andre Johnson. I mean, you got something, but, man, it's getting ugly in Houston. 2-6 right now, looking at a tremendous uphill battle with a 6-2 Colts team. It looks like they're primed to win that division. All right. As always, we have your Week 10 Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, courtesy of our friends at ESPN. This week we have also the VIN picks for Week 10. That is, of course, our own picks for this week. We also have the rankings for fantasy. So, tell you what, let's do the fantasy rankings now. And start those out of the way, get those out of the way for you so we can get back to all this wonderful news. So, fantasy rankings and your defense. For those of you playing fantasy sports today, this is your defensive top 10 options for Week 10. Number 10, the Green Bay Packers. Number 9, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 8, the Indianapolis Colts. Number 7, the Miami Dolphins. Number 6, the Carolina Panthers. Number 5, the Tennessee Titans. Three. Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers, 3-4, 3-3A, whatever you want to call them. Number 2, the Seattle Seahawks. 1, the Arizona Cardinals, and that is truly a matchup driven because they're playing Houston. They're at home. Houston without Arian Foster, without Matt Schaub. Don't you just feel – I almost want to feel bad for Houston. I really do. I want to feel bad for them. But again, that's why we play the game, right? That's why we do what we do. That's why we love the way we love. So if the opposing team is down, you just don't feel sorry for them. You just don't. Hey, did we put the news of the weird in here yet? Yeah, we've got some fun things for you guys. I'm calling it news of the weird. Done just for you, but I don't see it in the list, guys. I know we were bounced it and recorded. Did we not post it? Maybe we did not. All right, well, we can go get that. That's actually a finished product. We can go get that. So, anyway, back to the fun stuff. Week 10 National Football League, courtesy of our friends at ESPN, the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks for Week 10 are brought to you by Peak. When you peak, you win. As soon as we can find the right file to hit, we'll get you that. It's only going to be for the first 30 seconds, and you just look like you're unprepared. Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks. That says week 9. Week 5. There we go. All right, here we go. Sorry, guys. Sorry about the delay. My bad. That's entirely on me. All right, Week 10 National Football League, Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, courtesy of our friends at ESPN, brought to you by Peak. And I'll tell you this again, 2 minutes, 32 seconds of the best radio on, well, the Internet or radio. Check it out.
Days. These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN Radio exclusive.
Here we go for week 10. And my motto is, when looking out west, in some places I believe, in others I don't.
I don't believe it.
It's why you fail.
In Denver, I do. In San Diego, I'm not 100% convinced. And the Broncos are going down to play the Chargers this weekend, and I think they're going to put a number on it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I know Philip Rivers is playing well. I know the Chargers have opened up some eyes. But I think the Broncos close them off a bye. I like Denver minus 7. Give me the Broncos to win this game by 17 points.
Now, this sounds obvious, but apparently it is not.
I'm going to go to Baltimore where they're hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Both teams coming off tough losses.
You can't win!
But I like Cincinnati here. Given a point to have Baltimore season, they have to feel like it's dwindling away, if not already gone. And Cincinnati leading that division and I think in control. I know they lost Geno Atkins. That hurts them on the defensive side of the ball. But I think Cincinnati, not long travel to Baltimore. Rivalry game without a doubt. I like Cincy on the road to cover.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son. Nice kid, but a little dumb.
And then finally we go head-to-head with Carolina, heading out to San Francisco. And I've said this for a while.
You know that clever thing you thinking in your mind? It's not clever.
I love the Panthers. I love that defense. I like Cam. I think that's a playoff team. And everyone said, well, Gertie, how about the schedule? Well, here's the schedule. They're going out to San Francisco, and they're going to win. Panthers getting 6 points on the road at the Niners. I love them to cover, and I think the Panthers are going to win this game straight up.
Hi, Leg Warehouse? Yeah, my friends need something to stand on.
I absolutely love the way Carolina's been playing right now, but I'm going to go with the 49ers at home.
No. Nothing about this adds up at all.
Two very physical teams. You're seeing Colin Kaepernick run the ball a little bit more in that read option. I think that's starting to help their offense a little more.
Kaepernick, fake to Gore, keep it running outside left of the five. Kaepernick drives in for another touchdown.
But I think San Fran at home, I like the edge there, and I think they win it by at least a touchdown.
Don't patronize me, you freak. I'm sick of your yapping.
And those are your week 10 so go.
Bye.
Box.
They are a disgrace to the journalism they pretend to be a part of.
Amazing. I love those guys. It's good stuff. Who are the production guys who are doing that in the background? That's awesome. I forget the names. Forgive me, guys. Anyway, that's good stuff. So, as always, now that we seem to be on a much better grounding and footing where we're getting production of that nature is concerned, do we give the Vin picks now? I mean, we're 36 left in the ride. Is that a little early? Yeah, to it. Let's just break them down. How about that? Let's just break them down. All right, so we gave you the defensive rankings already for fantasy. Let's get your kickers out of the way. Number 10 this week from Pittsburgh, Sean Sweezum. Woohoo! Yeah, he gets no award for that. Number 9, Nick Novak out of San Diego. Number 8, Robbie Gould of the Bears. Number 7, Garrett Hartley, New Orleans. Number 6, Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Baltimore's in trouble. Number 5, Adam Vinatieri with Indy. Number 4, Danny Bailey. Number 3, Mason Crosby. He's going to have a foot today against Philly. Number 2, Stephen Hauschka. I love saying Hauschka. Seattle. Number 1, Matt Prater in Denver. Denver-San Diego. That should be just an absolute Donnybrook of a game. Feel bad for the defenses in that one. Again, for those of you Houston Texans fans, I regret to inform you, your running back, star running back, Pro Bowl running back, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Arian Foster, done for the season. Wah, 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 wah. But moving on, because there's a lot of football still to talk about and still to play. For your fantasy lovers today, the tight ends. Leave that alone, man. That's not a joke you want to share. Number 10 today, Charles Clay out of Miami. Charles Clay, who was this? A new name. All right. Chuck Lynn from Miami, but clinging against Tampa Bay Monday night. Number 9, Kobe Fleener, Indianapolis. Number 8, Greg Olsen in Carolina. Number 7, Martellus Bennett of the Chicago Bears. Number 6, Tony Gonzalez. Number 5, Julius Thomas. Number 4, Antonio Gase. Number 3, Jason Witten. Number 2, Vernon Davis. Number 1, Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy's usually number 1 when he's healthy. Those are your tight ends. For those of you playing fantasy sports, now to your wide receivers. Wide receiver. We should get that old... Was it Michael Turner made that song? Wide receiver. It's fun track. You had to be there. That's definitely from the early 80s. Definitely early 80s. All right, here wide receivers for those of you playing fantasy. Number 10, Victor Cruz. Number 9, DeSean Jackson. Number 8, Andre Johnson. Number 7, Antonio Brown. Number 6, Dez Bryant. Number 5, Wes Welker. Number 4, Demaryius Thomas. Number 3, A.J. Green. Number 2, Brandon Marshall. That's matchup-driven. And number 1, Calvin Johnson. That's also matchup-driven. So you have the number 1 receivers from both the Bears and the Lions being the number 1 choices for fantasy this week. How fitting is that? The last time they played, the Lions pulled it out 40-32, and they actually had a big lead. Bears came back late. But neither secondary threatened you. And I love Peanut Tillman. I love Tim Jennings. They're great players. Calvin Johnson is just – they don't call him Megatron for nothing, okay? That's just a big young man with great hands, great speed. Again, if you're looking to build a team around your wide receiver, there's a really good example of how you get it done. So kudos to the Lions. That's about all I'm going to say about the Lions right now, because I'm not going to brag about them because I hope my boys beat them today. But let's move on to the running backs. Number 10 this week, C.J. Spiller in Buffalo. Number 9, Zach Stacy in St. Louis. How'd that happen? Number 8, Frank Gore, San Francisco against Carolina. I'm not so sure about that, but Carolina's got a good style defense. Number 7, Chris Johnson, Tennessee. LeSean McCoy, number 6, with Philadelphia. Number 5, Knowshon Moreno in Denver. Number 4, Reggie Bush, because he had a big game against the Bears a few weeks ago. It says 2A would be Eddie Lacy, Green Bay against Philadelphia. Number 2, Marshawn Lynch, Seattle going up against Atlanta. And number 1 this week, wow, here's a first, Matt Forte of the Bears against the Lions. I'm curious as to what that's got to be matchup driven, but I'm not sure why they think Matt Forte is the number 1 running back this week, unless the Bears have discovered something on offense. He had a great game last week against Green Bay. And what for many was the shock of the season, Bears going up to Green Bay and winning a game. But nonetheless, it has happened, fans. It has actually happened. So now, let's move to the guy who touches the ball more than anyone else in the field, your quarterbacks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Week 10 of the National Football League poses to mean a lot of things to many teams. And the man most important, the man who touches the ball all the time, and that is your quarterback. Number 10 this week, Jay Cutler of the Bears. Number 9, Colin Kaepernick of the Niners. Number 8, Tony Romo of the Cowboys. Number 7, Cam Newton of the Panthers. Number 6, Philip Rivers in San Diego. Number 5, Andrew Luck. Number 4, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Number 3, Matthew Stafford in Detroit. Number 2, Drew Brees in New Orleans. And number 1 this week, and matchup driven, and then just because he's really just doggone good, Peyton Manning of the Denver Broncos in San Diego against the San Diego Once Upon a Time Superchargers. That is your fantasy breakdown this week. Let's take a look now at some college action from yesterday. We run down the top 25 scoreboard as soon as the big man gets it in front of him. Surprises? Let's run down the list and see what you got. If you call Kansas State beating Texas Tech an upset, okay, fine. KSU 49, Texas Tech 26. That's an unranked team beating number 25. Number 24, Wisconsin, handles BYU 27-17. Notre Dame loses to Pitt. The 23rd-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish lose to Pitt 28-21. ASU ekes out a win against Utah 20-19. 21, University of Central Florida ekes out a win against Houston 19-14. Louisville, the 20th-ranked Cardinals, take care of Connecticut 31-10. UCLA, the 19th-ranked Bruins, take care of Arizona 31-26. Fresno, 48-10 over Wyoming. Number 15, Texas A&M, 51-41 over Mississippi State. They got some serious defensive problems at Texas A&M. Johnny Manziel fighting again for another shot at Heisman. Puts up 51 points, but his defense gives up 41. Not a good look. Number 14, Oklahoma State, 42-6 over Kansas. Number 11, Miami loses to Virginia Tech. Ooh, I know some people are not going to be happy about that. Va Tech, a 42-24 win over that. Number 9, Auburn, 55 over Tennessee. Tennessee is just horrible. It's 55-23. And I say that with all the love of the once upon a time Peyton Manning-led Tennessee Volunteers. It just isn't. This hasn't been the same since you left, man. Missouri continues its strong season with a 48-17 win over Kentucky. They're ranked 8th now. They're climbing back up the ladder after the fall down to number 9. Number 6, Baylor looks like a horse at 41-12 over Oklahoma. Got to witness some of those highlights in that game. Baylor looks for real. That defense can play well. They may put themselves in a BCS position here. They're in at number 6, but we're talking high up the ladder here if anyone falters. Stanford, a 26-20 shocker over Oregon. That was on Thursday night. Many of you saw that game. The number 2, Florida State, just put a whooping on Wake Forest yesterday, 59-3. That game was in Wake Forest, so that's one of those embarrassing losses for Wake. And number 1, Alabama, seems like the dynasty just continues to roll, 38-17 over a an LSU team that at least halfway through the game was competitive. It was 17-17, and then Alabama just ultimately pulls away. Yeah, check out those highlights on ESPN.com, or for those of you who can get to SportsCenter, check out the highlights from last night's game. You'll see some game-changing moments there that would have certainly kept LSU in that game. But again, Alabama gets it done, and no matter what, the Crimson Tide sits atop the college football world, and there doesn't seem to be, based on what's left in their schedule, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot that's going to stop them until they get to the SEC championship game, in which case, if they're going to have issues, it will be right there. All right. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Maybe you've got some picks you would like to share. Maybe you've got a thought you'd like to share. Maybe you believe that bullying in the NFL is truly a problem and they should just ban hazing throughout the National Football League completely. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I have the roughest time seeing any of this changing, though. I really do. I just can't see it changing. I don't. Sorry. Sorry. Speaking of sorry, I was really gonna lay into some hockey teams that haven't gotten off to a good start, but that would just be wrong. Like Buffalo at 3-15, but that would just be wrong, or Philadelphia 5-10. But I'm not gonna name any names. Edmonton's at 4-12. Just one of those things that happens in the world of sports when you have a good team, but you're just getting off to kind of a slow start. Doesn't necessarily have to mean anything. How about those Colorado Avalanche? 13-2 out of the gate, looking strong. Staying just a game or so ahead of Chicago right now, so good stuff. Anyway, let's go over your NHL, your breakdown of not so much the scoreboard, but your standings right now. Tampa Bay sits atop the Atlantic at 12-4, followed closely by Toronto, 11-6. Pittsburgh's atop of the Metropolitan Division at 11-6, followed by the Washington Capitals at 9-7. It's a competitive division. In the Western Conference, Colorado, Chicago, top. And St. Louis and Minnesota, all four of them top the Central Division. That is an absolute dogfight full of great teams. Colorado's 13-2. The Blackhawks are 11-2. The Blues are 11-2. Minnesota's 10-4. It's going to be a lot of fun happening there. In the Pacific, Anaheim 14-3, looking strong. Phoenix 12-4. San Jose 10-2. Vancouver 11-6. And the Los Angeles Kings 11-6. Calgary got off to a decent start. Now it's starting to fade, but they're 6-9. So for the record, I am a Calgary Flames fan. I spent 21 months in one of the greatest cities in Canada, and I'm very, very I'm proud to say I spent time there. I'm proud of the people there. I'm proud of that entire region, just some amazing, amazing people in Calgary. And to the legend that is Calgary with the Jamaican bobsledders and all the Olympic history that's there, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. To the friends north of Calgary and Airdrie and Red Deer, I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do about that. To Edmonton fans, well, it's nice to see you guys did a trade recently. Hopefully that helps you out. But you're 4-12. You've lost the last two. I wish for better and brighter days for my Flame fans and for my Edmonton Oiler fans. Okay, two proud franchises seemingly headed in opposite directions right now. The Flames seem to be getting better. Edmonton seems to be slowing down. All right, let's get you guys some quick NASCAR love just because we can. The chase is in full swing. Now, for those of you who don't follow NASCAR racing, you know, guys turning left, as we like to say, don't worry about it. Not a big deal. If you're a Jimmy Johnson fan, I give the drivers a little credit with NASCAR. They have really turned just being a guy who sits on his posterior for 3.5-4 hours a weekend into trying to become more of the athlete. You look at the guys like Jimmy Johnson who work out. I mean, they're easy on the – for a lot of the ladies, they're easy on the eyes. They've got beautiful wives. And for what it's worth, just a really good situation. So here's your points leader right now. Jimmy Johnson sits atop with 23.42. He's got a 7-point lead over Matt Kenseth, followed by Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt, Jeff Gordon, Clint Bowyer, Greg Biffle, and Joey Logano, and number 10 is Kurt Busch. Now, because these guys are so good, they don't tend to change dramatically, okay? It just takes one major crash, uniquely enough, to change the whole landscape. Can someone gain 40 points in one race? Absolutely. It doesn't seem to be happening anywhere else in any other sport because it's not the scoring system is the way they are. But nonetheless, in the world of auto racing, it can happen. Matt Kenseth is definitely in the ballgame, 7 points down. But Kevin Harvick just lurking right outside that top level, 40 points out. So if you're into racing, you might want to keep a track on NASCAR this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Also, for those of you movie nuts, Grown Ups 2 is now out on Blu-ray and digital, so don't hesitate to go out there and get you a copy of Grown Ups 2 if you just want to get your giggle on. It's always a lot of fun. And now, my friends, with 24 left in the show, it is time for the most important segment for those of you going to the betting window today, and that is the VIN picks for Week 10 in the National Football League. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have put it together. Now, there's some things that we still have to do, but we're going to have some fun with this, all right? We're going to have some fun with this, all right? Week 10 VIN picks, 3 minutes, 48 seconds of your life that you definitely want back. Talk to you soon. Week 10 of the National Football League. Here are your picks. Here we go. So you already know what happened Thursday night with Minnesota taking care of Washington 34-27. Sunday's 1 o'clock games go like this. Seattle at Atlanta. The Seahawks, or maybe one of the best teams in the NFC, should take care of business, even though they're on the road at Atlanta. Atlanta fighting for its seasonal life right now. The Detroit Lions travel north to Chicago. Well, actually, it's not north from Detroit. It's actually just a little bit west. Nonetheless, playing against the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field at 1 o'clock Sunday. I like Detroit with Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford, but the bottom line is Jay Cutler is back. That offense is clicking. It's going to be a shootout. Should be fun in Chicago. I like the Bears to win that game. The next game, Philadelphia at Green Bay. Philadelphia will be playing with Nick Foles, Mr. 7 touchdowns last week against Green Bay, an Aaron Rodgerless Green Bay team. Should be fun. You know, we're going to go oxy on this one. Let's take the Eagles to upset Green Bay and make Chicago's life a little bit easier. Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jacksonville's the worst team in the National Football League. Tennessee's playing better. Let's go Tennessee Titans on this one. St. Louis at Indianapolis. The Colts are ready for a playoff run. The Rams have yet to figure out how to run the football with Zach Stacy. They stake the Colts in what should be a fun game to watch nonetheless. Kudos to those of you in Iowa. That's my sister-in-law down there. Love you to death. Sorry you can't see your Rams. Oakland at the New York Football Giants. Oakland with Terrell Pryor, if he's healthy, should be fun to watch, but the Giants are simply a little bit better team, and they're at home. We'll take the Giants in that game. Buffalo at Pittsburgh. B.J. Manuel's back. It becomes a more fun game, but Pittsburgh should win this game and get, what is their second or third win of the season. Cincinnati at Baltimore. On paper, the Bengals should win this game. However, they don't play the game on paper. Baltimore at home with a better defensive effort should at least give Cincinnati a little bit of run. I do like the Bengals in this game, but don't be surprised if Baltimore gives it a run. Carolina at San Francisco, the first of the 4 o'clock games, the second tier games of the day. This could be the game of the day. Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick on the big stage in San Francisco. The Carolinas won 4 or 5 straight. It's really hard for me to go against Carolina. I think this is when they go to San Francisco and show the NFC that they are for real, and they're chasing down the Saints right now, and they're playing really good football. San Francisco, physical, imposing defense, imposing offensive line. I just think Carolina may just have a little bit more to prove. Let's take Carolina in a bit of an upset. Houston at Arizona. The Texans have been an absolute mess. Can't hold on to leads. Can't get off the field on third down. Arizona at 4-4. Playing a little bit better. I like Arizona with Larry Fitzgerald and Carson Palmer. Let's take the Cardinals in, which should be at least a little bit of fun to watch late afternoon game. Denver at San Diego. Peyton Manning and, well, Phillip Rivers. Well, it should be fun. Is Von Miller back? We're not sure. If Von's not playing, then San Diego will at least have a shot in this game. Denver should win the game, though. Denver's in Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas and Julian Thomas and Wes Welker should simply have a little fun with San Diego. In San Diego, nonetheless. San Diego Superchargers won't be so super at the end of that game. Dallas on the road at New Orleans. This is the Sunday night affair, 8 o'clock. It'll be a fun game to watch. Dallas and Tony Romo, those guys will be excited. They'll play well, but they will not put up enough points to stop Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Take New Orleans in that game. And the Monday night affair, Miami and Tampa Bay. Well, if Miami can get out of its own way with all of its personal dilemmas going on with a Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin mess, or does Tampa Bay get off the schneid in a game where Miami may not be focused? You know what? I'm not going to tell you to go bet on this one because that would just be silly. So instead, what I'll tell you is take the Miami Dolphins to win the game simply because they're a better football team. And that is your Week 10 picks from the VIN Locker. I kind of like that. Week 10 picks from the VIN Locker. We'll have to worry with that one. All right, guys, that's it. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy your football. Peace.
Are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN Radio exclusive.
I call the killer go for Week 10, and my motto is, when looking out west, in some places I believe, in others I don't.
I don't believe it. Mac.
is why you fail.
In Denver, I do. In San Diego, I'm not 100% convinced. And the Broncos are going down to play the Chargers this weekend, and I think they're going to put a number on it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I know Philip Rivers is playing well. I know the Chargers have opened up some eyes, but I think the Broncos close them off a bye. I like Denver minus 7. Give me the Broncos to win this game by 17 points.
Now, this sounds obvious, but apparently it is not.
I'm going to go to Baltimore where they're hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Both teams coming off tough losses.
You can't win!
But I like Cincinnati here. Given a point to have Baltimore season, they have to feel like it's dwindling away, if not already gone. And Cincinnati leading that division and I think in control. I know they lost Geno Atkins. That hurts them on the defensive side of the ball. But I think Cincinnati, not long travel to Baltimore. Rivalry game without a doubt. I like Cincy on the road to cover.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son. Nice kid, but a little dumb.
And then finally we go head-to-head with Carolina, heading out to San Francisco. And I've said this for a while.
You know that clever thing you thinking in your mind? It's not clever.
I love the Panthers. I love that defense. I like Cam. I think that's a playoff team. And everyone said, well, Gertie, how about the schedule? Well, here's the schedule. They're going out to San Francisco, and they're going to win.
Now.
Panthers getting 6 points on the road at the Niners. I love them to cover, and I think the Panthers are going to win this game straight up.
Hi, Leg Warehouse? Yeah, my friends need something to stand on.
I absolutely love the way Carolina's been playing right now, but I'm going to go with the 49ers at home.
No, 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 no. Nothing about this adds up at all.
Two very physical teams. You're seeing Colin Kaepernick run the ball a little bit more in that read option. I think that's starting to help their offense a little more.
Kaepernick, fake to Gore, keep it running outside left of the five. Kaepernick drives in for another touchdown.
But I think San Fran at home, I like the edge there, and I think they win it by at least a touchdown.
Don't patronize me, you freak. I'm sick of your yapping.
And those are your Week 10 South Coast
Flag
Blocks.
They're a disgrace to the journalism they pretend to be a part of.
And there you go. All right, so you got them twice. Now, for the new segment that is part of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports, I call it new only because we've never done it before. Here you go. The Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports presents Vinnie Moore's News of the Weird. All right, guys. Normally, this is what happens when you give creative control to way too... Anyway... All right. The news of the weird. I've been perusing the World Wide Web and the world circuits for things that just are a little bit odd. I guess that's the best way to put it. Just odd. All right. Now, check this out. Do we have a location where this is at? Where's this coming from? This is coming from Norway. All right. The entrepreneurial spirit. Extract of cockroach is a delicacy among some Chinese, believed able to miraculously reduce inflammation, defy aging, and cure tuberculosis, cancer, and cirrhosis. Quartz reported in August that the Yunnan province is a Silicon Valley-type business center where pulverized roaches can sell for the equivalent of $89 a pound. And five pharmaceutical companies have contracts with ranches that form the Sushan Treasure Cockroach Farming Cooperative. In August, a startup farm in Yangshu province was police suspect, vandalized, allowing at least a million cockroaches being prepared for market to flee to adjacent neighborhoods. Wait. Allow them to flee? When entrepreneur Michelle Esquinesa was asked by a New York Post reporter in September why her all-female crew of licensed bounty hunters from the Empire Bail Bonds of New York is so successful by tricking bail jumpers in the open, she offered that's two different stories. That's kind of funny. Okay, back up. Get me back to the whole the cockroaches being fleed into the neighborhood. That's got to be a disaster. Read this again. The entrepreneurial spirit. Extract of cockroach is a delicacy among some Chinese. Ugh. Believed able to miraculously reduce inflammation, defy aging, and cure tuberculosis, cancer, and cirrhosis. Okay, that's weird enough. Quartz reported in August that the Yunnan province is a Silicon Valley-type business center where pulverized roaches can sell for the equivalent of $89 a pound. And five pharmaceutical companies have contracts with ranches that have formed the Sichuan Treasure Cockroach Farming Cooperative. Seriously? In August, a startup farm in the Yingsu province was police suspect, vandalized, allowing at least 1 million cockroaches to be prepared for market to flee to adjacent neighborhoods. Wow. Agency France Presse via Daily Telegraph. No kidding. So there's a million cockroaches now running free in the Yingshu market. How'd you like to be the neighborhood of that factory? First of all, they're getting $89 a pound for the cockroaches, and then they decide, well, we just let a million go into your neighborhood. Vinny Moore's News of the Weird. Week 10 National Football League on deck. We are the pregame show before the pregame show, so for those of you getting your grills ready, for those of you getting your brats ready, for whatever it is you're doing, preparing, I want you to have a fantastic Sunday, an awesome day, because you deserve it. You worked hard. Now, the unique thing is, that despite the luxury and the fun we have doing this show, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep on doing it. Why not? 14 left in the ride. Yours truly. We haven't done our music bit this time. Let's see. What have we done recently? We've done some casual. We've done some R&B. We haven't done any rock and roll in a while. We should get some rock and roll. You just have some fun, man. Anyway, you know, I mean, we can do John Legend. We do John Legend every couple of weeks. That's fine. But, you know, wait a Sunday. I'll tell you what, let's do the, let's do that. Let's do that. For those of you, because, you know, we always want to be encouraging around here. We always try to find the bright spots in the midst of everything that goes on in this crazy world. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Why? Because we can. All right. Many of you that can hear my voice worldwide right now, because all of a sudden we can't talk, are going through something in your life. You're going through some challenges in your life. And I got up this morning early, and lo and behold, who do I see on TV but Joel Osteen, who has a brand new book out called Breaking Out, which I probably will wind up going to get because I'm curious to see what Joel has to say now. His last couple of books have been amazing. Your Best Life Now is probably one of the best reads you'll ever have. For the ladies out there who are going through a situation with boyfriends, husbands, or relationships just in general, it's not a bad idea to do some serious soul searching. What I got this morning out of Joel was, number one, that you're loved, that you're special, that you're important, and more importantly, that if you're not happy, it's time to cut those purse strings and go find your happiness. And because what we wind up doing so often and so many times is enabling the people around us. But again, we're not going to spend time. This is a sports show, so we'll save all that till we get to the relationship talk shows coming up. By the way, FYI, perhaps starting later on this coming week, will be the series on the Men Stopping Violence. It's called Men at Work, Building Safe Communities. And it starts by basically stopping domestic violence. This has been a woman fight for a long time, and now it's time for the men to simply step up. So it's called Men at Work, Building Safe Communities, courtesy of our friends, the coalition here in Chicago called Men Stopping Violence, and our friends down in Atlanta also with Men Stopping Violence. So we're going to put all that together. I want to give you some tips and tools and tricks. If you know someone that's in the midst of a situation, this is another thought to maybe how to approach it, keeping in mind that despite your best efforts, sometimes you cannot help them. I know you want to help them. I know you believe, you know, that your heart's in the right place, but sometimes you just can't. Again, I don't want to discourage you in any way, shape, or form, but just so you know, sometimes you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So here is Patrick Dobson with Keep Mead. It's our little gospel moment. It's part of the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. See you in 4 minutes.
Lord, I just don't know how to express myself to you. And sometimes he just says, just call upon the name of the Lord. He says, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so right now, can you just lift your hands all across this building, and can you just begin to let the name of Jesus come off of your mouth this morning? Come on, all across the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are Jesus, you're my strong tower, Jesus, my strength this hour, Jesus, you're my deliverer, yes, you are, Jesus, my hope and my future, Jesus, source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, Keeper, my friend. Lord, I need you.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just say the name of Jesus right now.
And that is Patrick Dobson with, of course, Keep Me. Now, check this out, y'all, because we love you guys. We're Trotter Broad. Yes, we're a sports radio show. We also touch on entertainment. By the way, January 17th, 2014, Ride Along comes out. That is the new Ice Cube and I forgot the brother's name already. Seriously? Kevin Hart. Ice Cube and Kevin Hart movie. Very funny clips. You can find those trailers now on YouTube. Going to be a tremendous amount of fun to watch that movie when it comes out January 17th. Be sure you don't miss it. We'll have promos of that, I'm sure, over the next coming weeks. In the meantime, in between times, 5 minutes left in the ride, what can I tell you that you don't already know? You know I love you. You know I care about you. You want to give another news of the weird? All right, fine. The one that we thought was the same story that's not the same story, let's blow that on. All right, so here it goes. Let's do it right. Let's at least do it right. Can we do it right? All right, let's do it right. Hold on. Bear with me, y'all. All right. Here we go. All right, let's do it again. The Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports presents Vinny Moore's News of the Weird. Oh. Here we go. One. Stop. When entrepreneur Michelle Esquinaza was asked by a New York Post reporter in September why her all-female crew of licensed bounty hunters, Empire Bail Bonds of New York, is so successful at tricking bail jumpers into the open, she offered a five-letter vulgar euphemism for a female body part. It's timeless, she continued. Of course, she's going to open his door for a nice piece of blank. The thing about defendants is no matter who they are, of whatever color, they are all dumb, every single last one of them stupid. New York Post, 9/27/2013. So you have to ask yourself this question. She offered a five-letter vulgar euphemism for a female body part. Timeless, she continued. Of course she's going to open his door if he thinks he's getting a nice piece of boop. This is why licensed bounty hunters near Empire Bail Bonds of New York is so successful at tricking bail bond jumpers. So all you do is offer some ass. Huh? That's it, huh? I'm sure that's not the five... ass is only three letters, but nonetheless, the five-letter vulgar euphemism for female body part. It purrs. How about that? All right, there you go. I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me. Oh, my God. To Richard Park, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. To all the people around this wonderful world who make this happen every single day, who give us life, give us energy, give us focus, thank you so much to the great man upstairs. You know we can't do nothing without you. I love you. I give you all praise, honor, and glory. Three minutes left in this wacky ride today. Week 10 National Football League. If you've got your grill going, that's great. If you're going to the AFC games, you want to check out your CBS affiliate. If you're going to the NFC games, you're checking out your Fox affiliates today. NBC's got your Sunday night affair, and of course ESPN's got your Monday night affair tomorrow night. I think that's it, man. I'm just blabbing at this point, man. I'm gonna go get me some almond breeze and a bowl of honey bunches of oats and chill and take a deep breath and maybe try to return one or two phone calls if this phone acts right, and have myself a quiet Sunday. For those of you trying to call me that have had the roughest time getting in touch with me, charge it to my service, not to my head. I apologize on behalf of the service. Nonetheless, and then again, if I just didn't want to talk to you, well, I just didn't want to talk to you. But guess you won't know that now, will you? In the meantime, to my family out in Oregon, love you guys. To my superstar daughter, keep doing what you do. To my boys, Charles and Christian, love you guys, man. Love you, Charles. I'm really, really proud of you, how you've kind of come into your own. Chris, you know, we've been proud of you for quite a while. Anyway, what you're doing with the U.S. military and with Veterans Day on the horizon, a major league thank you to all of our veterans who make our freedoms and all these wonderful things possible to all of us across this world. We thank you. We love you. We honor you. We honor you in the only way we know how, by bragging about you and giving you whatever the hell you want. The Golden Corral is doing something special. This is a free, shameless plug for Golden Corral. Yes, it is. For those of you who want to go to Golden Corral, if you're a military vet, between 4 and 9 tomorrow, dinner is on them. go in there. I guess you have to show them a credential of some sort. Get your meal. 4 to 9, dinner is on Golden Corral. By all means, get there and enjoy that, all right? Obviously, you've earned it. You sacrifice so much for our freedoms every single day, and we love you guys. And we appreciate you. Let's see. To my friends to the East Coast, the Boston Bruin fans, you're going to get there. It's just going to take some time, but you'll be all right. Just take a deep breath. You're okay. We didn't do NBA. Well, not that it matters. Yeah, who's watching the NBA right now anyway? Houston Rockets are getting better. They're not as good. The Clippers are the Clippers. They're fun to watch with Blake Griffin. The Bulls are okay. The Lakers are bad. And, Danny Green, I guess he beat the Miami Heat last night with a late three in the game. That was it. So there's a little bit of your NBA. I certainly apologize for not running down your scores or running down more in the NBA, but we'll get to that all soon enough. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here at the Fast 60 Minutes of Sports for Sunday. Go enjoy your pregame shows that are right around the corner now, starting in about 2 minutes. Again, your NFC games. CBS affiliates, get your AFC games. Have a great Sunday. Fire up those grills or tone them down if you already cooked everything you need. Have yourself a great Sunday. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. I'm Vinny Moore. Have a great Sunday.